Good morning, good afternoon. This is the Storytime Podcast. I'm your host, Keegan Cahoon, and this is episode 3. This episode is going to be about how I met my current girlfriend. Some of you might have seen her from like Instagram posts, me just posting her, but this is the story of how we started talking or really met and how we ended up dating. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel, NLE Keegs. I got a few songs up on there. Go follow my Instagram too. I keep you guys notified whenever I post a new episode on the podcast. So today is episode 3 already. I'm going to keep being persistent with this. This is only season 1. I'm going to have 10 episodes in season 1. And think of something more interesting to do in season 2. Maybe have more collabs with people. Anyways, so it's August, right? It's August 2020. And I hadn't been in a relationship since February 2020. So like, you know, I guess you could say I want a girlfriend at the time. It's not like a have to thing, like I gotta have a girlfriend right now. But you know, I was kinda looking for one, and so this girl follows me. Pretty sure she followed me, she hits me up, says hey. And I don't like to give out names, even if most of y'all that are probably listening already know her name. I don't really like to give names out in these story times, so I'm just gonna say her. So she hits me up, says, hey, we start talking for a little while, maybe like not even a month we were talking. We FaceTimed like once, and I asked her out on my birthday, and she didn't really reject me. She said she was out of town and that she couldn't go with me. Like, we were going out on our boat or whatever for my birthday. I found out later on that it was a lie. She was just scared that one of her parents would say no to her, and then she wouldn't be able to go with me, like, on our boat for my birthday. So she was too scared that her mom or dad would say no. So she lied to me, said that she was going out of town. I found this out later when we started dating. So it's about, I kind of stopped talking to her. It's not like I was ignoring her or anything, like I was mad, but like, I didn't want to ask her out again. I felt like I was pushing it too much, maybe that I was bothering her. So this is August, and then September came around. We talked every once in a while, barely talked. Then October came, and she got with a different guy. The reason why I didn't ask her out again, because I thought I'd be annoying to her. I didn't really think she liked me. So, and I kind of suspected she was lying. When she said she was going out of town, I thought I just got rejected, which obviously I'm fine with. Rejection is normal. So, you know, it's October. She gets with some other guy. I'm like, okay, whatever. That's, I can't do anything about it. I wasn't going to ask her out again because I thought I'd be too much of, like, budging in and being annoying. So they're dating. I'm kind of waiting for my chance, to be honest. I'm kind of sitting around like, maybe if they break up, maybe I can wait a little bit and then I can ask her out. Maybe get my chance. And they broke up. I don't even know when. I obviously didn't keep track of this stuff. I just know they started dating in October because she asked me out. She ended up asking me out to a, like a haunted cave. So this was around Halloween time. It was like mid-October, but I was busy with family that day. So when she asked me out, I was like, well, it wasn't really asking me. I was just inviting me somewhere. But I mean, at the same time, it was kind of like it would have been a little bit of a date. So that's when I was like, oh, maybe I should have asked her out earlier, because she just asked me to go somewhere with her, because I thought it was going to be a nuisance, and maybe be annoying to her if I asked her out again. I didn't want to push it. So she asked me to go somewhere with her. I couldn't go. I was busy with family that day. She ended up dating somebody else for a little bit, a month, I don't even know how long. They break up, and I asked her, like, how's your relationship going, like, before they even broke up. She said, to be honest, like, not too well. So they end up breaking up. It's about a week later. This is December now. I don't know. They stopped dating in November. I don't even know. But I just know I asked her out again in December. And I waited a week or so. And I asked her to go to these Christmas lights with her, with me and my family. So, you know, I was pretty excited. I hadn't had a girlfriend for a while. And I had been looking for one, honestly. Because, like, my life isn't, like, you know, crazy busy. And I wouldn't mind having a girlfriend, you know. It wasn't, like, a have-to thing to me. Like, bro, I wasn't, like, going around just asking out girls. Like, I'm desperate. No, I was just waiting for my chance, you know, naturally getting one. So she was that chance, so I asked her out. She said, yeah. As y'all know, I mean, I post her sometimes, so you already know, like, kind of what we did, Christmas lights. And I was, gosh, sorry. I was pretty excited for my first date in a while. Sorry, my throat. So I was pretty excited, my first date in a while. I was a little bit nervous. So, unlike last time, I didn't wait 2 weeks to tell my parents. I asked her out at nighttime. I waited until the next morning to tell my parents about it. They were fine with it. They, you know, they asked the normal questions. Who is she? You know, how we met. Stuff like that. And I had already asked her out. Well, I told my parents about her once before, and my mom was like, oh yeah, cool, you should ask her out, whatever, and I didn't at the time, but then I told my parents about her again, hold on 1 second, I told my parents about her again, when she asked me out, and obviously I was busy with family, so I couldn't go, so a month or so later, I tell them about her again. They completely forgot about her because at the time, they didn't want me talking to her anymore for reasons. They didn't want me talking to her anymore, but they didn't know I still was. So I told them about her again. They forgot who she was. So, you know, I got my chance. And she said yes. So I get ready that day. And we end up going with my mom, my dad, my sister, and then we bring our uncle and his girlfriend along. So we all go, and it was this big, I don't know exactly what it was called, like where it was, but there was this gigantic tree, and there was just lights everywhere. There was this big building. It was kind of like a little museum on the inside of the building, like different like artifacts, stuff like that. So we go in the building for a little bit and hang out. So I'm tired. I'm recording this at 10 o'clock in the morning. So I'm a little bit tired. Just woke up not too long ago. So, you know, we're hanging out around inside. And we kind of run around and look at the Christmas lights and stuff. And it was a pretty fun day. And since I had liked her for a while now, it felt really good to be able to finally hang out with her. After wanting to for a while, because I remember I had been wanting to hang out with her since like August, so I waited like, what, 4 months? I didn't really sit there and wait. Like, I thought like my chance was over, like, I had no chance with her. It was kind of like, whatever, now I'm not gonna be able to go out with her, but I did. I ended up being able to go out with her, which was pretty cool. So we had a pretty fun day, and we were only there for, I don't even know, an hour. We kind of got there a little bit later, so we get to her house, though. I kind of skipped ahead. We got to her house, and my mom, my dad, and me all go up to her door at once. Like, I was planning on just me knocking on her door. I'm like, hey, what's up? Nope, my mom and dad get out of the car as well. Her dad and my dad just sit there and talk for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. So obviously we're running late to get to the lights. And we kind of randomly stare at each other awkward. Because it's kind of awkward. Like, our dads are just talking to each other. We're just kind of just sitting there like, hi, what's up? So we get back, we get in the car and we drive there, and I mean, it was pretty fun. My sister really liked her, so it was all good. We went back to my house for about an hour or so. We chilled, waited for her dad to come pick her up, and it was a pretty fun day. We're still dating. Yeah. And most of y'all, again, you already know her. Most of y'all that are listening that just come from my Instagram or maybe even my Snapchat. I post a little on my Snapchat about it too. So if you're coming from my Snapchat or even my Instagram, let me know. Tell me how you're liking the podcast. I've already got a few messages from people saying how much they enjoy it. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep making episodes. I kind of quit on my last podcast. I thought the name was pretty dumb, and I didn't really like the name of the podcast, so I decided to do something different, story times. So, yeah, that's why I kind of quit on the other podcast. So, thank you all for listening. It means a lot. Anybody that does listen, it means a lot. So, yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow. I actually think I'm making another episode later today. I'm doing a collab with somebody. They're going to share their story time. I was planning on doing collabs in season 2, but I don't really care. I mean, it might get more plays, more people might want to listen to it. So, yeah, again, follow my Instagram if you want to know whenever I post a new episode, whenever I post podcasts and stuff. It would really be appreciated. Add me on Snapchat. It's KDog20197. KDog20197. That is my Snapchat. I'll put it in the description, like, of the podcast. And then, you know, follow or subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. It would be much appreciated. Thank you all for listening, whatever time of your day. Thank you for taking the time to listen. It means a lot. Thank you all. Bye. Um.